Blog Talk Radio.
The most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this afternoon, Father God, with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving. Father God, as we come, Father, we ask that you would forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. Father, anywhere we have come short of your glory, Father. Father, we confess our sins for the things we did we shouldn't have done, the things, Father God, we didn't do that we should have, the things we said we shouldn't have said, the things we didn't say we should have, the thoughts that we thought, Father, that we shouldn't have, Father God, and the ones that we did, Father God, that we didn't have, that we didn't, and you would told us what to think on. So, Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness to us and the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, Father God, over and over and over and over again, Father. We love you, love you, love you so much. Father God, you're great, you're mighty, and you're great. And we bless you on today. We thank you, Father God, for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, moving forward into destiny. We thank you, Father God, for all the souls, Father God, around the globe, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for those who have given their life to you. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The backslider is being reclaimed. The weak being made strong, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those coming out of darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you, Father God, for being a prayer answer and how you're just so faithful to us over and over and over again. So, Father God, we commit the service into your hands, and we bless you, and we say thank you, Father God, and we will forever give your name praise, glory, and honor, for we ask this in all things in Jesus' name, and our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We want to welcome each and every one of you to our Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries for our Sunday fellowship service with Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. And we just want to say thank you for taking time out. Amen. The fellowship with us on today as we come, amen, to declare his lordship. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. So if this is your first time, may it not be your last time. Please keep on coming back, coming back, coming back, and coming back again. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right. Amen. We want to have another song, and then we want to go into our scripture for this morning. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Please, amen. Clap your feet, clap your hands, stomp your feet, sing with us. There's no time and distance in the spirit. Glory be to God. We might not be all be in the same room physically, but guess what? Amen. When we're born again in love with Jesus, amen, we're in the same room spiritually. And you know what? Hallelujah. That's what counts. That's what counts. Amen. What room you're in. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord.
He is worthy to be praised. Oh.
Yes, I know Jesus. Yes, I know Jesus for myself. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus for yourself? Not what your mama said, not what your daddy said, but do you know Jesus for yourself? Yes, I know Jesus for myself. Oh, we blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen and amen. Our scripture this morning comes from the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. And I'm going to read just a couple verses in your hearing. 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned it, except he strive lawfully. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Coming to you this morning. Amen. With the subject, surviving the hard times. Surviving the hard times. Amen. We want to have one more selection, and after that, we will come and dive right into the word of the Lord. Amen for today. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, amen. Surviving the hard times, surviving the hard times, amen. Beloved, it is a fact of life, especially in our Christian walk, that hardships nearly reveal the real level of a person's commitment to Jesus Christ. What we go through is going to determine how committed we are, how involved we are, amen. The level of trials and situations that we go through, beloved, is going to determine if we have made a decision that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is just Lord of some. Glory be to God. Amen. The level of the hardships that we go through. And the truth of the matter is, beloved, amen, all of us go through hardships. No one is exempt, amen, from going through hardships. The Bible speaks about our light afflictions. It tells us that we are going to suffer for him if we expect to reign with him. Beloved, when everything is going well in our lives and there are no challenges, everything's easy breezy. Everything's easy breezy. You know what I mean? Bills pay, you know, children acting right, your spouse lovey-dovey, you know, people on the job acting like they got some sense, you know, you're in good health, you know, you're making pretty good money. Glory be to God. Everything going good. Everything going good. Glory be to God. Huh? And there's no challenges, beloved. If we were to live our whole Christian life like that, it would be easy to serve God. It would be very, very easy. We probably would have more people in. Glory be to God. They would come in just for the easy ride. See? And we would have more people being saved. Things get tough, beloved. And people are faced with hard decisions. I'm not talking about no easy decisions. I'm not talking about no decisions you can make in like 2 seconds. I'm talking about hard decisions. Huh? Decisions you praying over, fasting over, glory be, wearying God over, glory, although you don't weary God. But in our mindset, we feel like we're wearying God because we've been coming for weeks and months with this same prayer petition. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Glory be to God. Beloved, this is the golden moment when the real level of our commitment is revealed. This here really reveals it, not what God is going to do. It reveals who we are. It reveals if we're in this thing just a little bit or, you know what I mean, a lot, if we're halfway in or if we're all the way in. See? And this is what we have to decide. The question that we all must decide in our Christian walk, beloved, when things get tough, glory be to God, and times get hard, and times get challenging, and times are painful, and we find ourselves crying a lot, we find ourselves struggling a lot. Come on now, we're fighting to stay in the spirit because the flesh wants to take over. Oh, come on, somebody. You're trying your best not to tell them like a T.I. is, because you know how to tell folks off. And come on now. See? Glory be to God. All of this and all of that. The question that we have to ask ourselves, beloved, amen, is will I remain faithful? Will I remain faithful in the hard times? Not will I remain faithful in the easy times, because it's easy. You ain't even got to think about it. You just remain faithful. See? But what about when things are not going your way? What when God don't answer right away? What when God has you waiting? Oh, my God. And you know none of us like to wait. We don't mind waiting if things is nice and comfy, 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 comfy. Come on now, but don't make me wait in the fire, Lord. I mean, come on now. It's a volcano up in here. Can't you feel the eruptions? See? Glory be to God. Will I remain faithful in the hard times? Beloved, you can be certain that if a flaw exists in that person's commitment to Jesus, difficult episodes in life will bring that defect to the surface. If there's a flaw in that person's life, if there's a weakness in that person's life, if there's a deficit in that person's life, if there's a spot of carnality that they haven't put to death yet, if there's some old ways they haven't let go of yet, if they're still holding on to the past a little bit, that situation, beloved, is going to reveal it. That situation that they're in, amen, that fiery trial, amen, the fire hasn't come to burn up the individual, amen, but it's come to reveal, amen, to remove, amen, all the hidden agendas, to remove, amen, all that stuff, the camouflaging. Oh, come on now. Glory be to God. All that stuff that we pile on top of the real thing. See, the fire comes and remove all that. Amen. And because let me tell you something, when you put somebody under pressure, you're going to find out who they are. Detectives know that. Amen. That's why they lock you up in the room for 10, 12 hours, 24 hours. They say, you ain't leaving this room. They put enough pressure on you. After a while, amen, you come in there saying you're innocent. When they get finished with you, not only if you're guilty, you done gave them everybody else's name too. Because pressure has a way of just bringing that out of you, Glory be to God. And you still got some situations that's going on. Glory be to God. And you're covering up, you know, with a smile. You're covering it up with a song. You're covering it up. But when the pressure hits, when the pot hits the stove, I'm going to be nice to say when the pot hits the stove. Oh, yeah. Then we see, well, what's this? Where's this venom? Where did venom come from? Where did that anger come from? Where did that attitude come from? Where did it come from? It's the fire. It's the fire, amen, that's bringing it to the surface. Beloved, it is said, glory be to God, in the former Soviet Union, many people paid a very high price for their faith in Jesus Christ. Even as we look through the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, glory be to God, and it speaks about the heroes of faith, glory be to God. The rulers of that past time, beloved, they sent many believers to prison. They deported others to slave labor camps. Others were incarcerated. They put some of them in psychiatric hospitals. Mm-hmm. Where they was treated as mental patients, all because they believed in God. They found all sorts of ways to disdain, humiliate, and mock Christians for being different. Beloved, it is therefore a very serious matter to believe in Jesus Christ, requiring a life commitment. And this is really true about all levels of life, beloved. For instance, you may say that you are committed to your spouse. You might say you're committed to your friend and then the friendship that the two of you have. You might be committed to your employer. You might even be committed to your church. But what if problems emerge in that relationship that make you feel uncomfortable? What if being faithful requires you to stick with someone who is suddenly unpopular? Will you remain faithful to that relationship, beloved, if problems arise in it? Will you stick to that commitment and keep your word when problems arise in it? Or will you tuck your tail and run from the stress, tossing the relationship to the wind? And unfortunately, this is what many of God's people do. Glory be to God. They run from the stress. They said, I can't handle the stress. No, y'all got this. No. And they run from it, see? And they just toss the relationship in the wind. Later that it took 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, glory be to God, for this bonding to take place, amen, they just, amen, toss it to the wind. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. I want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. God has given me some friends. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That'll go down on a sinking ship. Go down, and I try to be the same type of friend. Amen. Go down on a sinking ship. No, I ain't going to abandon you because things is tough. When things get tough, the tough gets going. Glory be to God. Come on. Let's fight. Let's fight the good fight of faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God's called it a good fight. He didn't say, come on, let's fight the bad fight. He didn't say, come on, let's fight the fight. He said, let's fight the good fight. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Beloved, you see, hard times really do reveal the truth about who people are. Bishop Lambert, amen, glory be to God. He's such a man of wisdom, amen. And he was talking to couples one night, glory be to God, and they was dating. And he said, I'm going to give each of you a word of advice for all of you that are dating and courting. He said, I would make your fiance mad on purpose. He said, I would do something to tick them off on purpose. What was he saying? Because now you're going to find out who they really are. Oh, they're going to cover everything up until after the wedding. Now, they ain't going to show you the bad side of them, see, until they get it. You know what I mean? So they get ownership. He said, I will make them mad on purpose. And they started cussing and threatening your life and this and that, then you know what you got. You know what you got. Look, lepers don't change no spots, baby. Lepers don't change no spots. So hard times do reveal the truth about who people are. And I think it was Maya Angelou who said, when a person shows you who they are, believe them. Believe them. Oh, you so funny. You so silly. No, they so truthful too. But they truthful too. I don't know why I said that. No. I'm going to tell you why you said it. You said it because it was on the inside of you. I just don't know why I cussed them out. And you cussed them out like that because cussing on the inside of you. I was just ready to fight. I was just so mad I was ready to fight. Yeah, you was ready to fight because fighting is still on the inside of you. Hard times reveal what's on the inside of us. See, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, doesn't it make you grateful for the people who have stayed with you through the high moments and the low moments, through the thick, through the thin, through the good times, through the bad times? Anybody have any friends like that? Amen. Family members like that? I mean, they just ain't going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere. Glory be to God. They just with you. Glory be to God. And it's a blessing, amen, to have people like this, beloved, because friends like these are very rare. So make sure you never take them for granted. They have proven the sincerity of their commitment to you by sticking with you through it all. Through it all. You're driving me crazy, but all right, here we go. You're driving me crazy, but all right, whatever. Okay, let's do that. Okay, here we go. Beloved, in our scripture here, amen. And it reads, if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. What was happening here was many people were defecting from the faith because hard times had come. They see you. I'm quitting. I don't know. Bye. I'm moving. Y'all ain't gonna see me no more. Matter of fact, take my telephone number out of your cell phone. Just delete. Just delete me. Don't email me. I'm packed. I'm out. See why? Because hard times had come, and they started running. But this, dear beloved, this is why Timothy had to write to the people here. Staying faithful to Jesus meant that they might face persecution, and many of them did. Read your Bible. Oh, we are not going through anything here in this particular time, beloved. I mean, they were like being martyred. I mean, they put them up there in the den and send the hungry lions out. I mean, they were hanging them. They were dipping them in oil. Their heads was being chopped off. Why? Because they stole something? No. Why? Because they believed in Jesus. Only because they believed in Jesus. Read Hebrews chapter 11. It'll tell you the story. So they knew that if they stayed in this thing here, times was getting hard. They might face persecution. They might be beat. I mean, who wants to be beat? I mean, we as little children didn't want no whippings from our parents. So you know no grown folks don't want no whippings. They might be in prison. Who wants to go to prison? Even for prison ministry now, you don't even find a lot of that. Why? Because now what they do, amen, I was very active in prison ministry at one time, and I'm not afraid of this. But now what they do, if you go into prison, talking about you doing prison ministry, they make you sign a document that if one of the prisoners attack you, you cannot sue them. If they come up there acting like they want prayer and bite you on your neck, you cannot sue them. See, and so that caused a lot of people to back out. Glory be to God. Or even death. Beloved, amen. We say for Christ we live, but guess what? Sometimes it's for Christ we die too. But before the persecution commenced, beloved, the church at Ephesus, they was growing rapidly like wildfire flyers. I mean, just the church was growing. There's hundreds and thousands of people being added to the church. I'm sure that was a beautiful thing. Every week you come to church, you see more and more and more and more people. That's a good feeling to see that type of growth. But now it was declining. As quickly as it was expanding, now it was declining. Why? Because they had adversaries. And the adversaries exposed the genuine level of the people's faith. See, the church was crowded, but there was a bunch of carnal people. It was a bunch of churchgoers. See? You know, people going to see what you're wearing, you know what I mean? Putting on their new church outfit and their new church hat, you know, and want to see what you've got. Want to talk about how sharp you are. And it ain't nothing wrong with all that, but not if that's the only reason you're coming. See? And write your big check and want to make sure the people next to you see how much money you know, fill the check out for and all that. No. All that was show-off stuff. It was show-off stuff. But when the persecution hit, only the genuine people remained, beloved. When the tough times come, only the genuine people remain. And in the midst of these trying times, Paul had to write to Timothy about the attitude that is essential to survive difficult times. Beloved, you have to hear me today because we're living in the midst of difficult times. You have to hear me today. We are living in the end of the age. Beloved, let me tell you something. There are some conversations going on in Congress right now, amen, that I'm privileged to because of the circle that I'm in with the other pastors. Amen. They are really discussing taking away our liberties where even this type of platform where we can talk on the internet like this will be shut down. All this Facebook stuff, if there's conversations going on right now, beloved, to shut it down. Other religions are coming up. You know what I mean? Well, you know, the Muslims why the Christians? You know what I mean? Even on cable television, those networks, conversations are going on right now to shut it down. Us gathering together, amen, having fellowship, conversations are going on right now, glory be to God, and threatening churches and ministries that they're going to lose their 501c3. Even to the extent, beloved, amen, of you carrying your Bible around with you, conversations are going on right now, glory be to God. Beloved, we have to get the mindset, glory be to God, of how are we going to survive difficult times. The Bible tells us, amen, that COVID-19, we're still praying against COVID-19, but y'all hear conversations on this variant. They say COVID-19 don't have nothing on the variant that's coming back around. We don't know if we're going to end up on lockdown again. The Bible tells us this, we are in the beginning of sorrows.
We are in the beginning of difficult times. If you think it's hard, what the Bible is telling us and giving us fair warning, that we haven't seen nothing yet. And although Paul was making a statement, he was also asking a very pointed question. This is what Paul said in our scripture today, beloved. He said, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. That word strive, beloved, describes an athletic activity. See? Or a sporting event. Most of us like sports. Okay? Glory be to God. This is what this word strive denotes. It also depicts a professional athlete, okay? We all have our teams, all right? The football, basketball, baseball, we all have our teams. This is what this word strive here means. And as time passed, beloved, it expressed the idea of any event in life that demands one's labor or sweat and tears. There's some situations in life, beloved, that's going to demand our labor, demand our sweat, and demand our tears. Why? Because Jesus cried and Jesus sweat, and Jesus labored too. It indicated effort. Putting some effort in it, exertion, putting some exertion, a commitment. In other words, I'm in it. If I go down, I'm going down in Jesus' name. I ain't turning back. I ain't going nowhere. I'm here. I mean, I ain't turning back because things got hot. Nope, no, I don't care. I'm here. I'm committed to the cause. Is there not a cause? Yes, there is a cause, and I'm committed to it. Glory be to God. I'm standing with the Lord. Glory be to God. It could refer to physical exertion or mental exertion, because one is just as bad as the other. Sometimes I think mental is worse than physical. But I'm standing after I've done all the stand. I'm going to keep on standing. Beloved, just as in our world today, there are both amateur and professional athletes. At the time that Paul wrote this letter, if someone was an amateur, he wasn't serious. He wasn't a serious contender, and he would not participate in the harshest competition. When things got hard, the amateur would turn around and go home, running home to mama. However, beloved, if he was a professional athlete, he was so committed that he was ready to compete, no matter how intense the opposition or how difficult the circumstances. This is the idea Paul is conveying, beloved, when he used the word strive in this verse. What Paul is saying is, are you an amateur or are you a professional? When things get hard, are you an amateur that's going to run? Are you a professional that say, I'm in it to win it? I ain't going nowhere. If I die, guess what? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If I die, it's because God says it's my time. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I ain't going nowhere till the Lord say I'm finished. Glory be to God. Beloved, are you a professional or are you an amateur? Paul was, in essence, this is what Paul was asking, beloved. Are you an amateur who serves the Lord just for fun? Have you committed yourself to go all the way to the end, regardless of the fight that ensues? The scripture tells us, he that endures to the end shall be saved. Are you serving the Lord only because it's popular and enjoyable for the moment? Are you a professional that is willing to pay any price, undergo any kind of hardship, and bear up under any pressure and endure it all until you come out the winner. The question that Paul is saying here in our verse today, beloved, is are you really committed? You may say yes, but the test that you're in is going to reveal if you're telling the truth or not, or if you're lying. Liar, liar, pants on fire, or are you telling the truth? See, because in your mind, you may say you committed, but when the pressure hit, we're going to see what's in your heart. Matter of fact, the pressure reveals what's in your heart. Beloved, let me say this as I close on this morning. If you are not committed, you will never make it to the end. Oh, you best believe you're not going to make it to the end. The devil going to make sure you don't make. That's why the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. Because how can you win if you quit? Quitters never win. Winners never quit. How can you, if you on a 5-mile journey and you go 3 miles and quit, you didn't make it to the 5 miles. You will never make it to the end if you are not committed, and the devil's going to see to it. That's why the Bible tells us to fight the good fight of faith. But if you do, beloved, oh, yeah. Paul says that there's a crown waiting for you. He said, keep on pressing. Don't look back. Keep going forward. There's a crown waiting for you. That crown refers to a victor's crown. Beloved. In the ancient games, it was a wreath of leaves that was placed on the head of the winning athlete. Glory be to God. As far as the value goes, it wasn't worth anything, but what it represented was worth the struggle. I want you to turn around and tell your neighbor it's worth the struggle. I got to run and keep on running. The Bible says lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily beset you. He said you did run well. Who did hinder you? I'm going through some stuff right now. I ain't gonna lie, Pastor. I'm going through some stuff. Hallelujah, but it's worth the struggle. Hallelujah. Beloved, an athlete who walked away with the victor's crown was honored for the rest of his life. And the memory of this achievement would be etched into society, ensuring that he would never be overlooked or never be forgotten during the course of his life. We shall wear a crown. We shall wear a golden crown. One day when this life is over, I'm going to fly away. And there's a reward waiting for me. Beloved, hallelujah, come on. Let me encourage you that you can make it. I say you can make it through the hard times at the end. You're not the first one. All of God's children, all of God's warriors have endured the hard times. The amateurs turn back. The professionals keep going. Tell yourself, I'm a professional athlete today. I'ma keep going. Hallelujah, because there's a crown waiting for me. And beloved, if you are a serious contender for doing the will of God, if you don't allow anything to stop you, no matter what challenges the devil and life may try to throw at you, you will walk away with the respect and honor of others at the end of the battle, because people are watching to see how you're going to handle the heat. People are watching to see how your story going to conclude. Oh, they ain't saying nothing, but they got their eyes on you. But beloved, when you show them that you're a professional and you can survive the hard times because you can do all things in Christ, you get more respect from them. You get more honor from them. They said this person over here is a bona fide Christian. Oh, yeah. They will see the sincerity of your faith. Well, that was genuine. Your faith that was proven. You survived the hard times. It wasn't a flawed faith that tucked its tail and ran in the tough times. No, you stuck it out and you showed who you really are. As a result, people will never forget that you stood true in your commitment. Beloved, isn't it time that you remember and almost stand in awe of people? And I can think of many people who have stayed faithful to their friends even through the hard times. I can think of people who have kept their commitment to their spouse, even though their marriage was hurting. I can think of people who remain faithful to their pastor, in spite of the hard times in the church. I can think of people who stuck by their principles and refused to bend to the pressure that came to break them. Let's face it, beloved, people who fit into these categories are pretty rare in today's world, but they are champions to the rest of us. They are examples of what we should try to become. Although they endured a lot to keep their commitment, and it wasn't easy, but as a result, they stand as heroes to those who have served their spiritual race. Their crown in this life is the special place of honor that have been etched in other people's minds because of their accomplishments. They proved to be professional believers, not just amateurs who were just going along for the ride until it costs them something. Now, you said, if it costs me something, I'm going to pay, because Jesus already paid. He paid it all. Beloved, what kind of believer are you today? Are you a professional or are you an amateur? You must come to a place of honesty in your spiritual walk where you are willing to ask yourself these questions, beloved. Hallelujah. You've got to be true to yourself. You see, it's fun to serve the Lord when it's easy. It's fun to serve the Lord when it's convenient. But what if God asks you to step out of your life of ease to accept a bigger challenge? That's the moment of discovery when you find out what kind of spiritual athlete you really are. Beloved, run on. Run on. Don't give up. Run on. Don't quit. Run on. Stay in the battle. Run on. Run on. There's a crown waiting for you. It's worth the run. It's worth the sweat. It's worth the effort. They gonna talk about you? Let them talk. Run. 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 And when you get finished and look behind, it's gonna be a whole other bunch of folks running with you. Hallelujah. Impressed by your endurance. Impressed by your commitment. Not to bend. Not to quit. Not to fall over. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Surviving the hard times. Beloved, Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. And he that endures to the end shall be saved. Beloved, remember this, hallelujah, that you were not born to lose, but you were born to win. You were not born to lose, but you were born to win. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father. Whew, Lord, we want, hallelujah, you to see us as a professional. Oh, Father God, therefore we choose to put away any amateurish Christian attitudes and behaviors, Father. for us to be all that you want us to be. We understand it's going to require more of us right now, Father God. We are making up our minds to move to a higher level of commitment with you and to give you all that we have and to never stop until the job is done and the assignment is complete. Help us move into a professional league, Father, as a believer, and to leave the life of the amateur behind forever, forever, and forevermore. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Surviving the hard times. All glory. We applaud all the professional athletes out there running the good race, fighting a good fight. Wherever you are, you might have gotten knocked down a couple times, but you got on up again. Because a good man, a good woman fall down seven times, but they get on back up again. We applaud you. We applaud you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord. We want to thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. His word will never return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. If you do not know Jesus Christ, let me tell you something. You are in hard times and it's going to get harder. And you don't have an answer because Jesus Christ is the answer. So if you reject the answer, you don't have an answer because you don't have an option A and B. Is only one answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. See, glory be to God. Every religion believes in some type of God. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But they try to avoid Jesus. That's the door. Jesus said, you got to come in through me. Glory be to God. I am the door. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Come on and give your heart to the Lord. Amen. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Amen. Press on in. Amen. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. Lord, forgive me for my sins. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of the world, and I invite him in to come and live in me right now. Father, thank you for saving me. Thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for rescuing me. Now, Father, use me for your praise, glory, and for your honor. Help me to become a professional in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Somebody just gave their life to Christ. Somebody just gave their life to Christ. Thank you, Father. Amen. If that was you, please send us out an email. Please send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Send us out an email and we want to pray for you. Amen. And we want to send you some materials to help you grow up in your full maturity. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And see our schedules for prayer times. Call in. And even if you don't want to say nothing right now, just come on in the midst of prayer. Amen. We meet Monday through Friday at 12 noon and then back at 9 o'clock and Wednesday night for Bible study. Amen. Hey, glory be to God. The angels are rejoicing. We want to rejoice with you. I always know how God deal with me when somebody gave their life to Christ. And we bless you in the name of the Lord. Next Sunday, Lord's willing, amen, we want to take Holy Communion. Amen. Glory be to God. Come with your matzah and your grape juice. Amen. Whatever. It's all symbolic. Don't go out and spend no money. Amen. If you don't have any juice, use some water. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Some crackers, some bread. Amen. It's all symbolic of the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right. Amen. Beloved, that's it for the day. Amen. We want to receive our tithes and our offerings. Amen. Glory be to God. If you desire to be a partner with this ministry, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry.
Amen. And so please talk to the Lord, amen, and ask him for permission, amen, to be a partner with us, amen. And we would be so, so, so happy to have you, amen. So many ways that you can sow, amen, in this ministry. We have our website at lifeforjesus.org. You can hit the donate button there, amen, for your tax-deductible donation, amen. We have Cash App, $LifeWordJesus. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Please follow us Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We're on all the media live stream TV. If you have a smart TV, amen, just go to ICN and Impact Network. ICN for Nancy, Impact Network, and we're there 7 o'clock in the mornings and 8 p.m. in the evenings, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Amen. Glory be to God. If you have a smartphone, amen, you can, or just go to our Facebook page, amen, and hit the link right there on our Facebook page, amen. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. God bless you, so God bless you. All right, bless the Lord. At this time, amen, we want to again thank everybody for coming. Thank everybody for sharing, because you could have been doing anything else. And for the last hour that we have been here lifting up Jesus, giving Jesus the best of our afternoon, the top of our afternoon, and we know the rest of the day going to be okay. Amen. So at this time, our deaconess, Hattie Cooper, is going to come. Amen. And she is going to pray us out. Amen. With our closing prayer and our benediction on today. And let us touch and let us agree with this woman of God. Amen. As she comes. Amen. God bless you, deaconess, and the floor is yours. Deaconess Cooper, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
You're a little bit low, just a teeny bit.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's a lot better. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank God for you, Pastor. Thank you for that wonderful message in hard times. How are we handling in hard times? Thank you. God bless everyone in the radio land. We give God all the glory and all the praises on this afternoon. Father, forgive me for my sins and my iniquities. In Jesus' holy, precious name. God bless everyone on the radio. God bless your families in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you. We come again, Father. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father. Father, touch your people hearts, Father God, even in bereavement, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Be with us, Lord God. Father, don't let us grow weary in well-doing, Father God. Father, don't let us operate, Father God, by emotion, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Don't let us operate in greed, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. But Father God, just let us operate in the Spirit of God. Lord God, touch, lead, guide, and direct our minds, our souls, and our bodies, and our spirits. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we ask you to protect all of our children. Father God, your children, Father God, protect the innocent children all over the world, my God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, give us a desire to continue to walk this Christian journey with you, Father God. Lead us not to our own understanding, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, Father, work through us, Lord God. Help us, Jesus. Help us to do what you have us to do. Fulfill our hearts with dreams, with your plans, with your support. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to support us along the way. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, anyone sick, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for your healing power right now, Father God. Go visit the sick in the shed, and Father God, the ones in the hospital, the bereaved family, Father God, all over the world, all over the globe. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father, help, Father God, help your people to stand tall. Help your people to fight. Help your people to get up and fight the good faithful. Be faithful in our fighting, Lord God. Father God, you know all about each and every last one of us, Father. Touch our hearts, Father God. Give us clean hands and a pure heart, Lord God, and forgive us for our iniquity. Father, bless each and every one that's on this line. You know their endeavors, Lord God. You know what they're going through, Father God. Everybody's going through something. Father, bless the disasters all over the world, Father God, the homeless people. Lord God, give them shelter, Father God. Give them food, Father God. Make a way. They're incarcerated, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, just bless us and keep us in your hand, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and let us be godly, Father God, righteous, Father God. Father God, help us to do your will and your work, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, cover us this week, Father God. In the name of Jesus, bless us, Father. In the name of Jesus, anyone going through any, Father, Father, you send the Holy Spirit before them this week. And, Father God, to straighten out every situation and every circumstance, Father. Father, we know that you created us for your purpose, Father God. Father, let us know that you created us for your purpose, Father. So have us to serve you. Have us to love you and knowledge, Father. Give us the wisdom and the knowledge, Father God, to go forward in you. And we thank you, Father God, for binding up the COVID-19, for binding up the Delta virus, Father God. They saying it's 20,000 per day, Father God, dying, Father God, or has died, Father God. Father God, wrap up and clean up the air, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, make us strong soldiers in you, Father. And we thank you and we praise you for this afternoon, Father God. Forgive me for my tardiness, Lord God. You know I was about your business, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you for Pastor Bradford, a woman of God. Pour back into her the virtues that she needs. Bless her weak, keep her strong in you, Father, while she teaches the word of God. Bless every pastor all over the world, Father. Bless the unsaved, Father. Touch their hearts to be saved. They're looking for a Savior, and the Savior is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we give you all the honor, all the glory. We love Jesus. We thank you for what you have done for us. You died for me. You died for all mankind. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, may the grace of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, be with you all. Amen, amen, and amen. We ask God to heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everyone have a blessed and a safe day, a blessed week, and look for blessings of God. Love, peace, joy, and happiness. In Jesus' name, good health. And Lord, deliver us out of anything that we need deliverance from. Father, we ask you for a complete breakthrough in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Satan, you're defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. We bind up every retaliation and every backlash that try to come against God's people. We shut darkness down through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we get every family member that represented on Life Work Jesus Kingdom Ministry, Blog Talk Radio. We dip your family and your children in the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times 70. In Jesus' name, have a blessed afternoon. God bless everyone. Pass it back to you, and we ask all these things in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Deaconess Cooper. Amen. We touch and we agree with you. Amen. In Jesus' name, thank you for that awesome, powerful, anointed prayer on today. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Amen. And remember, amen, that you was born to win and not to lose. Amen. Hallelujah. You can survive the hard times because Jesus is with you. Amen. And Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Amen. At 6 a.m. for our early morning service. Love you, love you, love you. In Jesus' name.
Hey, CC, second folks, I have never felt anything taken a loss, like you just keep on taking hell. But today we switch those souls to love, to life.
Oh,
Amen. 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 We were born to win and not to lose. Saints, we can do this. We can do this. Amen. We're going to make it through these difficult times. I love you. Signing out.